Until the mid-20th century, when the advent of modern heating systems drastically reduced its use, charcoal was an important resource, and the tough job of the charcoal burner was widespread in Italy, especially in mountainous or hilly areas where forests were abundant. Charcoal burners were responsible for transforming wood into charcoal through a slow combustion process. This took place in the absence of oxygen inside structures called carboniae, charcoal kilns, set up in open, flat clearings in the forest. Freshly cut wood was stacked into tightly packed piles, shaped like a truncated cone, leaving a central vent or chimney. Arranging the wood was a laborious task, carried out methodically with skill honed over generations, aiming to eliminate gaps between the logs as much as possible. The wood pile, typically 2 to 3 meters in diameter, was then covered with several centimeters of dry leaves and finally with a layer of soil or sand, leaving only the central opening exposed. Through this opening, burning embers were introduced. A few hours after ignition, once thick smoke began to rise, vent holes were opened around the sides of the pile and the central chimney was closed. The carbonization process took many days, sometimes even weeks, and required constant monitoring. By observing the smoke, charcoal burners could tell whether the wood was properly carbonizing or if it was in danger of catching fire, deciding whether to increase or restrict the airflow accordingly. Once the charcoal was ready, the kiln was dismantled and the charcoal extracted. To practice their craft, charcoal burners would leave their villages in early spring and stay in the woods until late autumn, living in huts near the kilns. They had to watch over the process day and night in order to produce 600 to 800 kilograms, 6 to 8 quintals, of charcoal from about 3,000 to 4,000 kilograms, 30 to 40 quintals, of wood. It was a valuable resource that represented a non-intensive exploitation of the forests.